Women's basketball is back in PDX as more than two decades after the original incarnation played three seasons until 2002, the Portland Fire have officially kicked off their new chapter as one of the newest WNBA expansion teams in the 2026 season. A lot has changed since the Fire last took the court. KXRW and X-Ray attended one of the Fire's opening games at Moda Center to get a closer look at the newly revived franchise, the energy around its return, and what this new era of women's basketball could mean for Portland. The Fire returned to a much different WNBA than the one Portland last knew more than 20 years ago. It's a league now experiencing major growth in attendance, television viewership, merchandise sales, media coverage, and investment. Even in the last two seasons, the league's TV audience has surged. In 2024, WNBA regular season games on ESPN platforms were up 170% from the year before, averaging almost 1.2 million viewers. And in 2025, that number climbed again, with ESPN regular season coverage averaging 1.3 million viewers, the network's most watched WNBA regular season ever. Such growth helped set the stage for Portland's return, as in 2024, the WNBA awarded PDX its 15th franchise. Ownership of the team was taken by Raj Sports, led by Lisa Bethal Miraj and Alex Bethal. The group also owns Portland's NWSL team, the Thorns, and has ties to the NBA through the Bethal family's investment in the Sacramento Kings. With the Fire and Thorns now under the same umbrella, Raj Sports is not just rebooting a WNBA franchise, but also building a broader women's sports platform in a city already known for showing up for the women's game. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, 2 years had gone by and Moda Center was opening its doors for the Portland Fire's first regular season game on May 9th, 2026. Although the Fire fell in their debut, a sellout crowd of 19,335 was there at Moda to welcome them back and help usher in a new era of basketball in Portland. It wouldn't be long before the new franchise gave their crowd something to believe in. In just their second game, the Fire delivered their first win in dramatic fashion. A 98-96 thriller over the title favorites New York Liberty, sealed by Sarah Ashley Barker's buzzer-beating putback. Coming off one of the most exciting finishes in WNBA history, X-Ray and KXRW were at the Moda Center to get a better sense of what the team and players were experiencing at the start of this new franchise era. We asked head coach Alex Samara what the team's approach was after the historic win.
I think I'm really trying to come into this with one game at a time and being really hyper-focused on the next game. And I'm not talking about wins and losses with the team. It's all our identity and making sure we can control what we can control every single game. So I think it's a really interesting question. I think it's just always been my philosophy to double down on us and keep the focus on us, more process-orientated, each game at a time.
Unfortunately for Portland, the Liberty came firing back in the rematch, handing the Fire their second loss of the season. But even in defeat, the Knight offered another look at how a young expansion roster is adjusting to life in the WNBA. After the game, we caught up with rookie Nardiyu Poch about what the early days of the new franchise has been like.
It's great. I mean, it's been really enjoyable, I know, for me. We've only met each other for a couple months now, but I think we've glued really well together as a team on and off the court. And I mean, coming to play these games have been amazing. Like, the crowd have been great from the start to the end, and whether we're up or down, they're always getting around us. And it makes it easy for us to perform and, you know, want to go out there and play for them and ourselves. So,
for a different perspective, we also turned to veteran center Megan Gustafson, who also spoke what it means to be part of a team building its identity from the ground up.
Yeah, I think it's been a really fun atmosphere. It's been one of the most fun groups I've been a part of. This is my eighth season in the WNBA, so it's just a really special group of girls, working really hard and having fun at the same time. I think at the end of the day, that's the most important part, that we're making those connections on and off the court. But at the same time, we're going to compete and we're going to fight, and I think everyone sees it too, like, we have that fight no matter what, if we're up or down.
With so much basketball still ahead, the Portland Fire have already given Portland a sellout debut, a buzzer-beating first win, and a new WNBA chapter that feels alive right from the start. Reporting on the Portland Fire for KXRW and X-Ray FM, I am Michael Sarno.